flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
I found that amusing. That was Alex Cora yesterday at the winter meetings in Dallas. That was fun. It's a good experience. The Juan Soto pursuit.
I wouldn't view it as that.
Fun and a good experience, according to Red Sox manager Alex Cora.
All right, so here's maybe how you spin it.
Yeah.
No, and you know me. I was at 0%, 1% for a day because I got hit in the head. Then I went back to 0%.
Real moment of weakness or injury. Yeah.
But does Cora look at it this way, where he probably had a lot of doubts on whether or not they would even be in the ballpark with a player like that? And so maybe he's getting his hopes up now, like some fans are, that said, all right, we didn't get Juan Soto, but if we penciled $700 million aside for Soto, maybe there's some left for Bregman and Burns and Fried. And like maybe Cora is feeling good about that part of it.
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of for why you'd say that's a good experience.
He said something very, he didn't mention it by name, but he said something very nice about Scott Boras there, his team, his representation. Yeah. So, right, maybe there's a giveaway because Boras has other clients out there that you're going to be negotiating with, including Burns. So maybe that's what he was trying to do. But fun and a good experience.
Had a great time.
Not the way I would put it.
I had a lot of fun.
But that's me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we've covered a lot in the first 3+ hours here on Jones and Keefe. Bill Belichick to the University of North Carolina. And when we talked to Tom Curran last hour, you can check that out on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go this holiday season. That way you won't miss out on any content here on WEEI from any of the shows, including ours. He seems to think this is a trial balloon by Bill. Hey, I got a 400-page document, manifesto. What's the word the guy used again, just so I get it properly?
List of demands?
Something close to that.
Yeah.
Organizational Bible is how he put it.
All right. Do you think this will ever get leaked? Will we ever get a copy of this? If he's sending it around to enough places.
Can we get the organizational Bible in context?
Yeah.
It would take me a long time to get through the 400
pages. Will some of it get leaked out? Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder, did he not use this when he was talking to the Falcons a year ago?
I don't know. I mean, he like years ago put something out and people still reference it, right?
Yeah,
like what he liked in a quarterback and things like that.
The scouting reports of all the different positions.
All right,
that
maybe we will.
Daniel Jeremiah leaked. Yeah, I mean, right. Somewhere down the line, sure. But will it come out anytime soon? I don't know. But Curran thinks it's a trial balloon to get NFL teams calling, which again means NFL teams aren't calling. Why? What's the holdup for Bill in the NFL? And maybe it is some of these demands. His organizational Bible and all the structure, and you got to pay this guy, and my kid has to be the coach in waiting, and Patricia's going to be on staff, and you got to pay me X amount of dollars. And, oh, by the way, you have to commit to the football program at a greater level than the basketball program. And blah, 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 blah. And it does sound like the ball is now in UNC's court to meet the demands. Mm-hmm. He'll be inflexible. He's not going to negotiate.
Important update.
Oh, is there one?
Yeah, well, I mean, to this part, if people missed it, the his girlfriend is following North Carolina football and one of the other North Carolina
their training
account,
staff or something like that
on Instagram.
Yeah,
football nutrition.
There he is.
It's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
She might even be a part of the football nutrition team.
So there's that story.
Yeah.
She could be. Oh, she very well could be.
Yeah.
We also have the story from Greg Bedard that sounds like Gerard Mayo should be coaching for his job here down the stretch. If that word's doing a lot of work, Kraft comes to the realization he made the wrong choice with Mayo, he wouldn't hesitate to rectify the situation.
All right, should be is one thing. Do you think that Gerard Mayo's coaching for his job?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I get what Curran's saying. It's not just about wins and losses. It's not just about going 2-2 or he's fired.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you go worst case scenario, like 0-4 and you look bad in all four games, I think he's back.
0-4 by itself doesn't get you fired.
Right.
Not by itself.
Yeah.
But
if it's just like he said, ridiculous.
The word Curran uses disarray. That's kind of how I describe what they've been in all year.
Yeah.
They've had players leaving the team. They've
general
had players
disarray.
Arrested. Mayo Butter's is general sidekick. Disarray is what he is.
Yeah.
He can't keep anything on message, including, you know, just talking about the debriefing with the coaching staff last week, or with ownership rather last week. Ownership debriefing the coaching staff. And he wouldn't even say outright he's going to be back next year. Which, again, I think is noteworthy. So you could jump in on all that. Meanwhile, with the Red Sox, I didn't like this earlier today from Sean McAdam. After they had a good experience, a fun experience, according to Cora with Juan Soto.
Yeah.
McAdam said, I don't know that the Red Sox are going to be successful in going after Fried and Burns when you see some of the other big market teams ready to go dollar for dollar.
Yeah, this was, I mean, one of my concerns all offseason is so they're in on Soto. I never thought they were going to get Soto. But then only one team is going to get Soto, and it's the New York Mets who are going to spend more money than anybody else. And one of the other pitches that it felt like the Red Sox made to Soto, this is all different reports, you can believe what you want, but it was, hey, we're also going to bring in other guys. So it's not like you're the only guy, like the team has to turn around based solely on you.
Right.
We're going to grab an arm. We might grab another bat. We might trade some of our prospects. Like, there's other moves to be made. I wouldn't be shocked if the Mets said something similar. We looked at the Mets' projected lineup for next year. Lindor, awesome. Soto, awesome. Seven other guys.
Yeah, Vientos, a good young player, but yeah, not much.
So, like, they might add another player, maybe even a player that the Red Sox are looking at. But the Yankees missed out, and it was a guy they just had, so they feel even worse about missing out. The Blue Jays had a lot of money ready to go. The Dodgers seem to get whoever they want. So all of those teams, I feel like, still are players for all these top free agents. And so it's not like the Red Sox are going to be the only team bidding big money on these guys.
No, that's true. I don't like that they're scared off that other teams are willing to go dollar for dollar.
Yeah, because they're...
If somebody's going to blow you out of the water, that's one thing. I still won't allow for it when you already showed you have $700 million to spend this offseason. So I already won't allow for that. But I'd at least think that's a little more defensible than teams are willing to spend with. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you got to go a little bit more. You got to make yourself uncomfortable. And thinking back on our interview yesterday with Rob Bradford, he kind of brought up the name Zach Gallen out of nowhere. Oh, you know, maybe there's a guy they're in on we're not even aware of. Zach Gallen maybe is that name. And it's like, okay, Rob, fine. Maybe that's the name. I'm more hung up on Burns
Zach
and Fried.
Gallen. All right.
Maybe we start hearing yesterday from Bradfo, or maybe the Red Sox have already moved on to other backup plans. Back up to the backup plans.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach Gallen's a name because they're afraid they don't have the money to go spend for Burns and or Max Fried when they absolutely do. Of course they have the money.
But you know what the other problem with Zach Gallen is? And I think he's really, really good. But
Nick, you said you'd prefer him to Burns and Fried?
I would. Younger. He did have a little bit of an elbow issue last year, but he was still, I don't think he finished top five, but he finished second and fifth in Cy Young voting two of the last 3 years.
So is that your issue, the elbow?
No. The elbow, that's not the issue to me. I just think that, is it a guy that you would give up? So not only are you not outspending somebody, so you're pivoting
now
away.
Now you give up prospects.
But is it more or less prospects than Garrett Crochet or Logan Gilbert? Or is it the same?
I would assume less, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I would assume less.
Gallen has more of a track record than Crochet does. Someone might argue that Crochet has a higher ceiling. He's a little bit younger, and like you're just hoping for like the
Crochet's
best.
Crochet's 4 years younger.
4 years younger. But he has 1 year. Like he was good this year.
But I would think, look,
Gallon's been good for a little bit. Last year, not the best year. But
I would think Crochet would be the most expensive out of those two. And then, yeah, I would assume Gallon and Gilbert are probably pretty close.
So that's what I'm saying. So you go from like maybe being in on Burns to being like, well, we're not going to outspend for the top two free agents. And then we're also not going to give up the most for the top tradable guys.
Right.
So we're going to go down. So like,
so
if
what
they,
is this? Plan F? What is this?
Zach Gallen, Teoscar Hernandez offseason. What is that? Does that fire you up?
No, that is not.
They're better.
They are better.
They're better
but
than they
not,
were.
That's not satisfactory.
Zach Gallen
in
2023 had 9 fewer innings than Garrett Crochet has in his entire career.
Yeah, he had 210. He was over 200 innings.
So he is an innings guy. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that year he was.
Look, this is not about whether or not they're a better team. You're right. They would be a better team. Is that enough? Is that what we were talking about this offseason? Is that... No.
Then you get people's hopes up for Juan Soto, and then you walk away with Teoscar Hernandez. I know that people are like, hey, you hate her. I don't hate him. I just think it's a real, like, fallback, like a backup plan, like a guy that you were in on last year and you didn't get because you didn't, you know, spend enough money on him.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I said this all day yesterday. I'm okay with them getting outspent on Juan Soto to a degree. They have to follow through and get Burns Bregman or Freed Alonzo. Something like that has to be the next step.
They got Aroldis Chapman.
It can't be Chapman and Zach Gallen.
Yeah.
Teoscar Hernandez and Zach Gallen. Like, it can't be that. That's too much of a drop.
No.
That's not enough of what we're talking about. Would they be better on paper? Sure. I mean, they've added some players. Maybe you've traded away some prospects, which I don't really care about, but you got a little weaker somewhere because you didn't want to go all out and spend. That would be frustrating when you've been touting these kids so that you don't spend money and then you trade kids to avoid spending money. It sounds like you just don't want to spend money.
Roki Sasaki's agent, according to Rob Bradford, says that preferences when it comes to West Coast versus East Coast hasn't come up with the player. So that might just be, please just send us your offers, and we don't want to cut out half the league from bidding on him. All signs seem to be him going to the Dodgers.
Or the Padres. Yeah.
The 23-year-old kid who in some places is viewed as maybe the third best free agent total. I mean, that's counting Soto as number one.
He's going to make, like, no money, right? Because it's the international free agency pool, actual free agency.
I think you can – there's a post –
you have to pay his team.
There's a posting fee, and then I think that posting fee is 20% of what you can offer him in a contract.
Got it.
So it's, like, something like that where the contract is capped.
I mean, I'd take him.
It's not like bidding on even Yamamoto a year ago. Okay. It's similar to the Ohtani bidding where you're reined in a little bit in how much you can spend. So – look, I'd be excited about it, but that would be a more cost-controlled move, to Nick's point.
Yeah.
617. I put that in quotes. You're spending upwards of $100 million, but more cost-controlled than certainly someone like Freed or Burns or even, again, Yamamoto from a year ago. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Red Sox, their offseason. All these stories on the Patriots here today. Gerard Mayo coaching for his job. Bill Belichick to UNC. Still hasn't happened. Still has not happened.
Still got time left in our show.
There's
some meat on that bone.
They're about 300 pages into the 400-page manifesto, as I'm sure what's going on.
Yeah.
They got another 100 pages to go. I'm sure that's the only hang-up. It's not paying all these things to Bill Belichick, who may not be worth it. That's totally not it. We'll continue to keep our eyes on that throughout the course of the show. Billy Lanny has all the latest in trending, and when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Everybody loves it, and everybody knows it. Everybody loves
Grab Bag.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins are in Winnipeg to play the Jets tonight. David Pastrnak is listed as day-to-day with an upper body injury. Kevin Paul DuPont of the Boston Globe has tweeted that Pastrnak was on the ice for Bruins' morning skate. Face-off is at 8 o'clock. According to Adam Schefter, the Patriots are waiving wide receiver K.J. Osborne. It was a mutual decision. Patriots players are off today. Will return to practice tomorrow. This Sunday, the Pats are in Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Monday Night Football, the Bengals defeated the Cowboys 27-20 in Dallas. According to Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports, as of right now, there is no agreement between Bill Belichick and the University of North Carolina, per multiple sources. Both sides have remained in contact and will continue to talk. And the Celtics remain off until Thursday night when the Seas host the Pistons. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.